We're talking about the fear of people today. Amen. The fear of people. Amen. Fear factor, part two. Fear of people. How many know people can get you down? Come on. How many know people can discourage you? Anybody with me? Amen. And as bad as we think we are, men, we all got a little fear in us. Amen. Am I right about it? Amen. Amen. There's something about, amen, people that can cause us, amen, to forfeit, amen, some of the blessings that God has for us. Amen. I told you last week in Psalm 118 and 6, it says, the Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, I don't want you to take that phrase to mean that you should be big and bad. I want you to take that phrase to understand that we shouldn't fear people. People can threaten our future. Amen. Numbers 13, beginning in verse, we'll pick up in verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, we should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we shall surely overcome it. But the men who had gone up with them said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us. So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. See that? Doubters. There also we saw, there it is, Nephilim, the son of Enoch, are part of the Nephilims. And we became like what? Grasshoppers in our own sight. Ah. And so we were in their sight. If you're spying out the land and they ain't seeing you, you're a spy. How did they see you? I want to talk about this morning the fear of people, part two, overcoming the fear of people, part two. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy and kindness. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in this church today. You are about to set free right now. You are about to liberate right now. You are about to let us overcome the fear of people, God, so that we can make progress in our lives. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Told you last week that sometimes we can limit ourselves because of people. I don't know about you, but in my life, thank you, ushers. In my life, there's been people, certain people that have caused me to take a different direction in my life. All because they had a negative picture of the future. Do I have anybody? Sometimes I told you last week that people are intimidating. They are aggressive. Some people are literally controlling. And with that controlling spirit, it can cause us, amen, to live in fear. Do I have anybody? The question today is, amen, will we allow fear to paralyze us from where we ought to be in this life? Or will we become overcomers, amen, and move forward to the place where God wants us? I told you last week that if you're going to overcome the fear of people, the first thing I told you that the fear of people can cause us to doubt God's word. Did I not say that? I told you, secondly, that the fear of people can cause us to lose spiritual sight. The children of Israel, God had told them to go in and possess the land, amen, But because of fear, amen, they wanted to go spy out the land rather than go take the land, amen, what God had given them. And oftentimes, amen, God is trying to bless us, but we want to do all this investigating and we want to, amen, we're skeptical of the blessing. Come on, somebody. Because sometimes what God is giving you may not look the way it's supposed to look. Now, remember, they're getting ready to go into the land of Canaan. They're getting ready to possess this great land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. A land, amen, of prosperity, a land of blessings, a land of great, great things. But the people of God doubted God, so they lost their spiritual sight. Are you with me? I told you that the fear of people can also cause us, amen, to magnify them. That's what I told you last week, that sometimes people may appear to be bigger than life. Amen. Bigger than what you think they are. Sometimes it could be a parent. Sometimes it could be a friend. Sometimes it could be an enemy. Sometimes it could be a place that you're entering where people look bigger, amen, than life. And I want to say this to you this morning. Fear can cause us, amen, to miss the blessings of God. I told you also, amen, that fear can also cause us to forget how powerful God is. Because the same Nephilims, the same giants that was in this land of Canaan, was the same giants that God had destroyed before. Let me give you something. Put a pen right here. Amen. If God did it before, He can do it again. If God took care of your enemies before, He can take care of your enemies again. And we find in the passage of scripture today, I told you, I gave you some reference scriptures last week that I thought was pretty powerful about fear. And you don't have to go there. But Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to in response to these things? Watch this. If God is for us, come on, somebody. Somebody here this morning, you've allowed people to stop you from going forward. And I want to say this to you. If God is for you, then who can be against you? If God is on your side, why worry? Why fret? Why feel discouraged? But oftentimes, fear is an emotion. I told you where it came from. It came from the Garden of Eden. It came when Adam and Eve, amen, had disobeyed God, and the first thing they did was they hid from the presence of God. They were afraid of God's presence. And may I say this to you today? When you've been away from God's presence, you will live a life of fear, a life, amen, of fear of people and the things that you experience in life. And oftentimes I say this to a lot of people. I say, you know, fear has a way of paralyzing you. Fear has a way of keeping you right where you are. Some of us, we want to make progress. How many want to make progress this morning? Amen. But there are some giants in your way. There's some things standing in your way right now. There's some obstacles coming your way. But what you and I have to learn to do is to look past these obstacles and believe that God is bigger than our circumstance. Do I have anybody? Told you in Hebrews 13:6, it says, and so we say confidently, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? You see, what I found out, saints, is that oftentimes, amen, people can use their influence. They can use their spirit of influence over our lives, and they can cause us, amen, to feel, amen, that we're inferior. But the one thing I understand about God, amen, that God has a way of showing us, amen, that you don't have to fear man, you have to fear God. And that fear that we're talking about with God is a fear of reverence, a fear that we put God before people. But sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes the fear of people has caused us to miss some things, to doubt God's blessing, to stay where we are. Somebody here with me this morning, you're saying to yourself, man, if I would have just trusted God, if I would have not looked at that person, if I would not have surrendered to that person, if I would not have given up my life to that person, amen, I would be further along than where I am. Am I by myself? Some of us have wasted time because we thought that they were bigger and badder than us. Come on, somebody. You thought that you were so scared to make a move, amen. You thought that if you walked away, you would have lost something. But I want to tell you something. The moment that you take the first step by faith, God will do the rest. And so we find in verse 30, we find, and I told you last week, I told you, if you just read verse 29, it says, Amalek. Now, this is the report that the spies had went into the land of Canaan. Amen. They went there for 40 days. And you would think that after 40 days, they would have gotten the picture that, man, God has given us this. We might as well go back and trust God. I told you this last week, right? But watch the text. Watch the text. Verse 29 says, Amalek is living in the land of the Negev, and the Hittites, remember I talked about this last week, and the what? The Jezebites and the Amorites, amen, the Freakonites are living in the hill country of the Canaanites, are living by the Sea of the Jordans. Now, what they had done was they had magnified the people. Listen, here's the thing, and I said this last week. If God says, go get it, and then you run up against all these people, amen, why be afraid of them? If God says it's yours, it doesn't matter what's there. You just claim what's yours. You see, all of these ites, amen, Jezebites, Hittites, Canaanites, and all the other bites, amen, they were all there. And watch this. And as a result of that, fear had set into their hearts. And oftentimes, you're looking at your future, and you see something threatening your future. It could be a person. It could be a thing. But for them, they had magnified all of these people. And they were saying to themselves, man, we can't do this. So look at verse 30. See, oftentimes, what we really need somebody around us who has a positive outlook of everything. So watch this, watch this. See, after they had said about all these Jezebites, Gizabites, and all this other stuff, look at verse 30. It says, then Caleb, what did Caleb do? He quieted the people. My first point for you today is if we're going to overcome the fear of people, here's what we have to do. We have to silence the source of our fear. Somebody here, I want to tell you something. There are people in your life, they just keep talking. They just keep talking. And listen, you ever meet somebody that just keep, all they do is they ain't got no bite. They got a whole lot of this. They got a whole lot of talk. Amen. And sometimes we start believing Caleb, amen, had a positive outlook. Caleb believed in what God, there was only 2 out of 12 that believed the report. That brought back a good report. And I want to tell you something. If you don't silence, amen, the source, you and I will continue, amen. Every now and then it comes up in your mind, right? Every time when you start thinking about that person, Every now and then when you start thinking about the voices in your head that you keep hearing replaying over and over and over, you can't do it. You ain't going to do better. You right here. You good. Don't go no further. Stay right here. It's good. Aren't you comfortable? Amen. You ain't got to go no further. Listen, God is good to you. Hasn't God been good? Amen. And all of a sudden you've got these things playing in your mind. You have to silence. And that's what he did. He quieted the people. Why? Because they had gotten in an uproar. And oftentimes what I find out is that the enemy has a way, amen, of putting you around people. You want to think positive. Come on, somebody going to get with me in a minute. So, listen, you want to do right. You ever notice that from the moment you start doing right, from the moment you decide, I'm going to live for God, here come the noise. Somebody say, here come the noise. Amen. And that noise, amen, is telling you, you can't do it. You can't go forward. You cannot. Listen, the word is what we need. Amen. But listen, if we don't get to the word and silence the source of our fears, we will consistently believe a lie. Are you with me? Watch the text. The text says, and so Caleb quieted the people before Moses. And look what he said. He says, we should by all means go up and take possession of it. So here's my next. You ready for this? If we're going to overcome fear, the fear of people, you ready for this? Because here's what I want to tell you. The noises that we've been listening to has caused us to forget who we are. So you ready for this? The next point is we have to start believing in ourselves. You have to start saying, yes, we can. You have to start saying to yourself, yes, I can. That I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That, listen, that fear can no longer grip me where I stop believing in myself. Listen, somebody has to be the voice of reason in your life. Somebody has to say, listen, it looks bad right now, but we can do it. Turn to your neighbor and say, we can do this. We can do this. You got to believe in yourself. You have to believe that what God has begun, he who began a good work in you will in no wise complete. Listen, what God started, he'll finish. God has no incomplete projects. Amen. And oftentimes what I found out is that we stop believing in ourselves. See, Caleb said, hold on, y'all. We're going to do this. We got to start believing in ourselves. We have to not just believe in our abilities, but believe in the God that gave us the ability. Come on, somebody. Because when you're surrounded by people who are constantly intimidating you, or people who are constantly telling you, you can't do it, or you got an attitude, or whatever the case may be, you have to stop for a moment and say, I got to start believing in myself. Listen, how many of you have heard all that negative talk all the time? You hear, you go to work and you hear it. You come home, you hear it. Amen. You go on a bus stop, you hear it. Amen. Everywhere you go, you hear it. But you got to believe in you. Got to believe in, watch this, in what God is doing in you. Caleb said, listen, y'all, I understand what they said. But get, watch this. When you start believing in yourself, here's what's going to happen. Somebody and the enemy is going to keep trying to discourage you. He's going to intensify his effort to destroy you. One of the things that Satan does not want us to get hip on is fear. He wants you to say, nah, I ain't scared. Nah, I ain't scared of nobody. Okay, ain't scared of nobody. Amen. You can keep on pretending you're not scared. But I want to tell you something. There comes a time in your life where you have to get real with you. And all of us got some kind of fear in us, and we got to get it out if we're going to move forward. Are you with me? We have to believe in ourselves. Look what he says right there at the end of that verse. Amen. Watch this. He says, by all means, we will go up and take possession of it. Watch this. For we will surely, what? Overcome it. Now that word overcome means ability. That's what it means. We have to believe, my next point is, we have to believe in the ability that God has given us. Listen, I'm not trying to be like anybody else. And you ought not to try to be like anybody else. See, because here's the thing, the fear of people will cause us, watch this, to overlook the abilities that God has given us. God has given each and every one of you an ability. But oftentimes the fear of people will cause us not to try again. Somebody here this morning, listen, you may have not tried in a long time. But I want to tell you something. You have to have Caleb spirit. You have to have the Caleb spirit that says, in spite of the odds, in spite of what I see in front of me, amen, I still believe in the ability that God has given me. Listen, I may not be able to jump as high as you, amen, but I can jump, amen. I may not be able to have the same kind of level of faith that you have, but I got some faith. Come on, somebody. But it's when we get to the point where we believe the lie. Listen, we believe the lies so much that we stop believing. Listen, you can go back to college. Come on, somebody. Listen, you can enroll in college. You can get in there. You can go further than where you are. You can step up and go further. But listen, I want to tell you something. Your enemies are the ones that are trying to instill fear in you so that you will not try again. Do I have anybody? And somebody here this morning, you have all the potential in the world, and God is saying, I'm just waiting for you to tap into it. With me? Fear. Fear can cause us to stop believing in ourselves and stop believing in the ability that God has given us. Are you with me? Watch Caleb. Caleb said in verse 31. Now watch this. From the moment, now let me just say this to you, right? You're going to leave here today, right? And you're going to be all charged up and be like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm believing myself. I have the ability, right? But look at verse 31. This the 31 is a trip, man. 31, watch this. Get ready for the haters, all right? Watch this. This point is going to bless you. Watch this. But the men who had gone up with him, what'd they say? Stop right there. I said we can. You said we can. I said we can. You said we can. I said we can build a church in 2016. You said we can. We ain't got enough people. I said we can. You said we can. So here's my next point. You ready? We have to distance ourselves from negative people. Turn to them and say, you got to distance yourself from negative people. That's how you overcome the fear of people. Listen, we can do this. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know that it calls for sacrifice. But listen, if you keep surrounding yourself with the same people and trying to get different results, they will always discourage you. From the moment you say you can, they will say you can't. And I've been saying I can for a long time, but you've been saying we can't for a long time. That's the reason why we're still stuck in this apartment. I'm about to say something else, but I ain't going to say. Yeah, I'm saved. I ain't going to say that. I'm just saying. Every time I say we can't, no, we can't. Every time I say we can't, no, we can't. Come on, somebody. Anybody feel that way? Distance yourself from negative people. And if you have to live with a negative person, pray for them. Come on, baby, it's time for you to walk in the spirit. Come on. It's time for you to be filled with something. Come on, you need to ask the Lord. You need to ask the Lord to fill you. We want to pray together? Let's pray. Seriously, because I'm tired of the negativity. I'm tired of every time I say we're going to do something positive, you keep saying we're going to do something. No, we can't. What are you, Republican? No, I'm just playing. Seriously. He said, the men, 10 of them. Now watch this now. This is so deep. This is so deep to me. Two men brought back a good report. 10 of them brought back a bad report. And isn't it amazing how negativity spreads faster and causes people to live in fear? Watch this. Watch the text. The text says, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are what? Too strong for who? They're too strong for us. Listen, they thought that they were stronger than them, but they had forgotten who their God was. I'm talking to you this morning. Listen, I know it's going to require you going up there and filling out the application. I understand that. I mean, at least you can do that. Seriously. But what about the power of God? Don't forget the power of God. And whenever you think people are stronger than your God, you and I will stay stuck right where we are. We can't do it because the people are struck. Listen, who created them? Some of us are dealing with difficult bosses. Seriously, I'm serious. Listen, you think God can't take care of them? We're dealing with difficult teachers. Come on, somebody. We're dealing with difficult husbands and wives and children. Do you not think that God is powerful enough to change those children, to change that boss? Fear. Fear causes us to say, I can't, because they're stronger than us. Really? Is that what you really think about yourself and God? My. Verse 32. Look what he says. So what did they do? See, this is what the haters will do all the time. I want to show you what they're going to do. Verse 32. Let me show you what they did. So they gave out. Now watch the motives behind this stuff. You ever see a person like this? Just because I can't do it. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Listen. Now remember, I'm relying on your vision. Whew. This is why it's important to rely on God. I'm relying on your perspective. But you mad because I say I can, and because you're negative, you say you can't. So then what you going to do? You're going to make up some stuff to cause me. Can I tell you something? It's time to start living your own vision. It's time for you to start seeing life through the eyes of Jesus. It's time for you to stop borrowing somebody else's view of your future and start saying, God, thank you. I see that I'm going to be something. Watch this. Watch this. They said they gave. So here's what they did, being mad, angry. You ever seen somebody like that? If you can't have it, I can't have it either. If I can't have it, you can't have it. Watch the text. Text says, so they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land, watch this, the land through which we have gone and spied it out is the land that devours its inhabitants. I'm going to get there in a minute. Watch this. Here's my next point. If you're going to overcome the fear of people, you have to be careful of their conversation. You see, the devil's not going to come to you saying, hi, I'm the devil. This is how the devil's going to do it. I believe in what you're doing. Yeah. We cool, yeah. And from the time y'all get yoked up, hooked up, tied up, wrapped up, tangled up, twisted up, and all whatever ups, then he starts putting little seeds of negativity. You see, we can't go there because I've been there before. And see, Satan is always looking for somebody who's green. Oh, you ain't hearing me. He's always looking for somebody who don't know much. And he always takes somebody, amen, and puts them right next to them to say, listen, they're too strong for us. We can't go up. Guess what? The land that we've been spying out, because I've been there. Watch this. Listen, I've been spying it out. The land, what it does, they devour their inhabitants. Amen. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. Can I ask something? Could it be the conversations that you've been having has caused you to live in fear? Could it be that the conversations you've been having, amen, has not been positive but negative? You've been on the cell phone. You've been talking to these people. These people have been telling you, you don't understand. You don't want to go there. Them people too big. Here it is that they had forgotten the promises. They had forgotten that it was God that gave them the land. They had forgotten it was God that was blessing them. They had forgotten that God is faithful to his promise. They had forgotten that the same God that brought them through the Red Sea was the same God that can bring them through this. The same God that can cause them to overcome their enemies. The same God that did it before is the same God that can do it again. But oftentimes we put our trust in people and not in God. We're listening to people. We're listening to their conversations, and their conversations is bringing us down. These people, they were wrong for that. Amen. It was wrong for that. I mean, just because you can't do it, why hold me back? Anybody feel held back? Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Y'all ain't hearing me. Somebody's trying to talk you out of your future. Somebody's trying to talk you out of your blessing. Somebody's trying to tell you that Canaan is not where you belong, but you were created for Canaan. There's some people you're going to have to leave behind. But you got to be careful of their conversation. See, the conversation piece is strong. Amen. The conversation is strong, man. They be like, yeah. I don't think we can do that. They too big. Them people are big. Are they bigger than your God? I told you, you can take the boss's job. You don't have, you can be the boss. You can own the company. Oh, I don't think you're hearing me. I'm saying it one more time. You can own the company. It's not just a select few. It's about mindset. It's about understanding who God is. Look what the text says. I'm closing. I'm going to let y'all go. Amen. Verse 33. Look what it said. No, let me just say, oh yeah, I had to tell you this. You know when it says a bad report? You know when they gave out a bad report? You know what that word means? Slander. That's what it means. The word means to defame someone. Watch this. It includes whispering in the sense of spreading slander against. Listen, they were slandering these people, and these people didn't even know them. Gossip can cause you. Oh, my gosh. I got to go. You got the power to hit the end button, don't you? And listen, and if they text you, you've got the power not to reply. I'm going somewhere. And when they send their little threats, I'll meet you outside your job. Come on. My God is bigger than yours. See, people will cause you to feel intimidated. Watch this. Watch this. How are you going to bully somebody on text? I'm just saying. You got me all scared. I ain't coming. Shoot. We need to go out the side door today. Shoot, they coming. Amen. You know what I mean? The car people say, like, we coming to repo today. Really? We shutting the lights off today. You get all scared, you should have paid it. But just in case you don't have the money to pay it, what about calling somebody who's bigger than the light company? I never forget when I first got saved. I was so broke, man, I couldn't pay attention. I mean, I was broke. We were broke. And I needed the phone because I needed a job because they needed to call me to get the job, right? And so I said, man, they're going to shut the phone off, man. The bill done turned colors. And I'm praying, right? I'm praying, Lord, please, please hit the bill. Please, Lord. And so I had gotten a check in for $124. And I went and I looked at the bill, and it just so, man, God is so awesome, man. I was praying, man. God, know I was praying. Yeah, pray hard. And who pray hard? Let me see all the hard prayers. Like, Lord, please, please let the, please let the, oh, and the gas man. Oh, me and the gas man got cool. I said, man, can you go down the street and then come back? You know what I mean? He's like, all right, Mr. Hunt, I know you're going through. All right, I'm going to go over the other street. Hopefully by then I'll be done and I'll come back tomorrow. Thank you, man. You see, I mean, listen, talk about rough living. Man, it was rough, man. Shoot. And so I looked on the bill and it says, you can pay the necessary, I'll never forget this. You can pay the necessary portion of the bill to keep the phone on. That means all the call waiting. I said, I don't need no call wait. So, and guess how much it was? $24. The bill was like $100 and something, right? And God said, and I saw it. I said, man, necessary part. Y'all ain't hearing me. I was able to pay that, and then from the same phone, I got the call for the job. Come on, somebody. You see, I know about tough times. I know about living through tough days. But see, I had to distance myself, come on somebody, from people who would not, who couldn't see where God was taking me. Come on somebody. Stop allowing people to paint the picture of where God is taking you. You know where he's taking you. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Text says, verse 33. Man, stop, you know, people that slander and gossip, man, you got to get away from that. Listen, I ain't talking about them. No, I got to go. I'll holler at you. Seriously, you, because it does something to you. It affects you. Watch this. Whew. Verse 33. Look at it. They're all, now look what they said. So not only did they tell them the people was big, right? So they made it, they even intensified the situation. Watch what they said. There also we saw the Nephilims. And I told you about the Nephilims, right? They were the giants that God had what? Destroyed before in the flood. So if God destroyed them before, come on somebody. Don't you think he can take care of those giants in your life? Somebody here, you have a giant, and it's time for you to face that giant. It's time for you to believe that your giant is not bigger than your God. The text says, there also we saw the Nephilim, the son of Enoch, watch this, as part of the Nephilim, and we became, watch this, I'm going to give you a point right here. We became like grasshoppers. Listen, when Satan is done with us, we won't even think we're humans. We will compare ourselves to an animal and a weak one at that. He says we see ourselves. So my next point is, if you're going to overcome the fear of people, you ready for this? You need to write this one down. It's going to bless you. We have to change how we view ourselves. We have to change how we view. You're not a grasshopper. Turn to you and say, I ain't no grasshopper. Just like that. Now, Ebonics and everything. I ain't no grasshopper. You may be a grasshopper, but I ain't no grasshopper. I'm a child of God. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm the head and not the tail. Amen. Listen, listen. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Amen. He says that he will bless me going in and coming out. He said he'll make me the head and not the tail. He says from this day forward, forevermore, I'm blessed. So how do you view yourself? Now, if you believe the liars, because that's what they were. Amen. Then you will always see yourself as less. My God. What you really are. They said, we look like grasshoppers. Seriously, man? I mean, why did you pick grasshoppers? I mean, seriously. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a real question? Would you answer it for me? Have you lost the view of yourself? Have you lost who you are? Have you forgotten who you are? Yeah. Have you forgotten? You are a child of the King. And nothing or no one should stop you. Look what he says. This is the part that really got me. We have become like grasshoppers. We have become like grasshoppers. Watch this. In our what? So that's why I told you, you got to what? Change the view of yourself, right? But watch this. And so we were in their sight. So the last point. We have to reject the lies that others are using to keep us in fear. We have to reject the lies that others are using to keep us in fear. It's a lie. You're big in God's eyes. You got to believe in this promise. Yeah, you may have messed up. Yeah. Jacob had messed up. Did you know Jacob messed up? He was a liar. He was a slanderer. Amen. He was a conniver. He was everything we used to be, right? Amen. But then God says, I am the God of Jacob. Woo. Listen, you may have messed up, but when God is through with you, he will associate his name with you. And you got to believe that you're bigger than a grasshopper. You got to stop looking at yourself as being small and start saying, I am more than a conqueror. That God, if God be for me, then who can be against me? See, people can cause us to live defeated lives. The fear of people. You see, Their contentious descriptions was ultimately an attack on God, the giver of the land. They stopped believing in the promise. Somebody here as I close. Maybe you've stopped believing in the promise. 7,000 476 promises God has given to you. And we've been sitting around the sidelines listening to naysayers. We've been listening to their lies. We've been believing what they've been saying to us. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let their negativity stop you. Don't allow, amen, their view to be your view. And I want to say this to you as I close today. God has a plan for your life. But today is your day. You have to make a decision today that you're going to overcome the fear of people. People will intimidate you with certain things. You know what I learned at camp? You know what's going on with our children in school, parents? If you want some insight, what's going on with your kids? Let me tell you what's going on with them. They're being bullied. They're being talked about. They're being pushed around. And they're being pushed into a shell, and their uniqueness and what God has created them to be is being damaged because they're believing in the giants. And you got to get involved. But you can't be afraid. You have to first find your way so that you can lead them in the way. So that they can keep being the innocent children that you sent to school. And not the person that's transformed because of people. So here's my call to you today. If you're here today and you want to overcome the fear of people, and you're ready to take possession of your future, I want to say to you, why don't you come this morning? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray that God would give you the courage. Listen, listen, listen. You've been away too long. God has a plan for you. You allowed a person. Come on, somebody. You've allowed people to stop you. You were on your way. You were strong. You were on your way. And the devil stepped in through people. And he tried to discourage you. And he tried to destroy you. And listen, he thought he won. But here you are today. Do you know why you're here today? God sent you. He woke you up this morning. And he sent you in this direction. I want to say this to you this morning. Today could be your day.